New Zealand has named a team of two to carry the surfing flag at the Paris Olympics. It is just the second time surfing will feature at the Games and will be the first appearance for 22-year-old Safi Vetti of Gisborne. Joining us now is sports reporter Jonty Dine. So, Jonty, are we a medal shot, do you think?
Well, we could be every chance, Lisa. Two high-quality and very motivated surfers wearing the fern. So, first up, we have veteran Billy Stearman. He is an eight-time national champion, and he finished ninth at his first Olympics in Tokyo. And then, of course, as you mentioned, an Olympic dream realised for young Safi Vetti. It's been a tough road for Vetti. She lost her father and coach, Andy, to cancer in 2020. He was the reason she got into the sport and the reason she's excelled. So she said there was an element of bittersweet not having him there to celebrate today, but she did say he felt him smiling down. Now, the surfing will be well away from the hub in Paris. It'll be in Tahiti, where the waves are among the most dangerous in the world. Now, Vetti has already been wiped out and badly injured, so she said it is a pretty intimidating place to surf.
The most dangerous waves on the planet. I've never really experienced a wave of this kind of power before, and it's scary, I'm not going to lie. It's definitely scary, and I'm definitely an underdog, I'm not going to lie. So to have not as much pressure as others is pretty special, I think, and something that I'll definitely take into the Olympics. But I'm not there to make up numbers. I'm definitely there to snag a medal for New Zealand. So, I'm excited.
So both Stearman and Vetti qualified through the World Games in El Salvador last year. So it's been a bit of a long wait for selection, but not too much longer for competition. Of course, it's running over 4 days in a 9-day swell window from July 27 to August 4.
Might be too early to know this, Jonty, but I'm curious. Do they actually put their feet down in Paris or do they only go to Tahiti?
I don't know the answer. I'm sure they'd go for the opening ceremony.
I don't know. Yeah. We need to find out. Maybe you can bring us up to date.
I'll get back to you on
tomorrow. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, let's move on to NRL. And a female referee in the NRL has been subjected to some pretty nasty abuse.
She has, unfortunately. Casey Badger has been targeted with some online vitriol after she refereed the Bulldogs and West Tigers at the weekend. So it was a very heated game. There were lots of scuffles and cards. But one of the ugliest moments came not too long before the end, where Tigers second rower David Clemmer was seen standing over and screaming in Badger's face. Now, although they have defended Badger, the NRL is claiming the treatment of her is not a gender issue. Referee boss Graham Ainslie called out the players for a lack of respect, but said it was Badger's inexperience which was a factor, because players will always try to test rookie referees.
We have no game if we have no match officials. We'd have mayhem on the field if we didn't have match officials. I don't know how many of us would like to walk around for a couple of hours a day with 12 cameras following our every move and replaying everything we do and then having people tear it apart, whether you've done it correctly or whether you haven't. But I think it's incumbent on everybody, particularly our players on the field, to show a level of respect to the match officials, the same level of respect that we expect the match officials to show to players.
So while he has condemned the behaviour, Ainslie doesn't think they are triggered by her gender, although a lot of the comments online suggest very much otherwise. Hundreds of extremely sexist posts directed at her, and also more than 50 direct messages. At one stage, she was trending on Twitter in Australia, so very much a widespread issue. And it's also been revealed that Badger now regularly deactivates her social media every weekend to avoid this sort of abuse. Now, NRL legend Billy Slater, he has chimed in and called out what he describes as coward fans writing these comments towards her. He said they have absolutely no right to abuse our referees, and saying that those that do should go pick a whistle up and do better. Now, despite fears that she may be rotated out of the referee schedule, Badger has been assigned to the Warriors and Roosters match for this weekend.
So, just to be clear, he doesn't think it's gendered abuse. It's abuse that could, in some part, be related to her inexperience.
That's what he's going with, yes.
Crikey. Okay, Jonty, thanks for that. Jonty Dine with Sport.